Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. All together now. I know it's a song, but
That
I can't keep come up with it.
let there be peace on earth. That's the ending of it. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. With every step I take, it's not it. Let this be my song now.
So you can hear, I have company. So we want to find ways to sing our song of goodness and joy and peace and happiness and make them up as we go and recognize that, in fact, in this very moment, yeah, we making a joyful noise. Now we singing a tune that brings goodness into the world by our being. So thank you to my guest who remembered more of it than I did and spontaneously offered that to us all and into the world. How marvelous, how beautiful. And that's the key, right? The key is the spontaneity. The key is the conscientiousness in the moment. How amazing this pristine clarity is, isn't it? Amazing this natural, peaceful space is. And we didn't do a thing. Completely effortless because it is innate. It's who and what we are. So we breathe deep. Breathe deep of our own experience. And take a long, so deep breath in one arm. It is so valuable to recognize what is. We spend so much time in the fabrications of our mind. It's an issue, being a human being. We're in our minds all the time, but it's not, it's the lower mind. It's the, to use a term from Master DK, it's a Kama Manasic mind. It goes nowhere, it goes in circles, gets entangled. Okay, fair enough. That's common reality. So we have here from Manjushri, and we have in the last whatever minutes it was of our time together, we have the effortlessness of pure being that already is. We all, in whatever ways that each person did, just experience something of it. That is so valuable to just sit with. Sit with the fact that that was one's experience. And it might have been very fleeting. It might have been, whatever was everybody's variety and diversity of experience, the uniqueness that happened for you. It was nonetheless true. It wasn't fabricated. I said nothing in a guiding way, nothing, zero. But this group field and the members of this group field opened and slipped through into wholeness without a word said. That is so important to just sit with, not try to figure out, and then to feel that difference through the day as the mind is fabricating. Machinating, mashing and mushing. Because it won't feel like what just happened. It won't be that experience. So, having said that and having highlighted that, we come back to Manjushri. And Manjushri suggests the factors of awakening are all rooted in conscientiousness. So let's circle back around to this. How any one of us, again, the diversity of humanity, might define, try to explain what conscientiousness is. It might be overlaps. But it will be distinct for that person. It will be distinct to where they are in path. It'll be distinct to what's their capacity, what's the range of their humanness, how much of their own humanness are they inhabiting and embodying. So we acknowledge that. But the statement stands. The factors of awakening are all rooted in conscientiousness. So no matter what level on which and how, as a human being, according to our capacity, we apply this idea of conscientiousness to ourself, to our livingness, to how we use our mind, to what's in our mind, what do we put in our mind, what do we take out of our mind, what do we let go. These individual, in the moment, mental processes, again, more fabrications, they are definitely that. Nonetheless, have a seed and are born of the very core, the very emptiness of awareness. So we smile and we take a long, so deep breath. And there it is. It might be a simple pause. Just a pause. It might be a largesse that invites, that embraces, that opens. The it might be wholeness, unity, oneness. And as important and as valuable as the individual experience of that is, what's even more important is that we didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. We didn't spend money. And we didn't think about it. And so we smile again with the magpie and take another long slippy breath. One on. You have done 8 to 10 minutes, 8 to 9 minutes in each of these two little sections. And that wants to be highlighted. But that's not a lot of time. And so that's an aspect of conscientiousness too. Where is our time? What are we putting our time into? As has been suggested many times here and many times by other people, short sittings are just fine. As long as our mind is present. The length of the sitting isn't going to matter if our mind is all over the place or tired or sleepy or whatever, right? So that's an aspect of conscientiousness too. Is not to have a rigidity about thought forms, about practice, not to have rigidity about anything for that matter. That would be wonderful conscientiousness. But to give ourselves the gift of short sittings, if that's what we have time for, but to be present in that, to really sit. Pause. Open. So this feels full for this morning, for today, and lots to take off the cushion from our time this morning. Lots to take off the cushion, including effortlessness. Including the spontaneity of already present wholeness. And how, watch, listen to your mind through the day. Watch it, listen to it. The fabrications are amazing. The entanglements are ceaseless. And that's all our choice. Just like right here, right now, present. Effortless. No thoughts at all. That is to say, no words are said. And just recognize it. No judgment. Just be aware. Conscientious. And make a joyful noise with your mind, please. The world could use it. Love you all. Create your day.